The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner at your service today, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. We are members of the Neal Financial Group, office in Brenham. That's our central office location for Central Texas. And we have another one in Houston. And we're all over the place in 16, 17 different states, Jamie, as financial planners and advisors.
Wherever we have clients.
Yeah, that's it. So that's what we do. And we help everybody, just like you listening right now, answer the big questions of, am I covered for retirement? What about all these different things? What about IRAs? What about insurances? What about all these different things? How do these different investments work? How's my 401k work? All these things and more. And that is what we have the answers to, Jamie.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And most of you probably know I've been gone for about a week now. And
mountain lion hunting.
Even when I was out of town, I had people asking me financial questions.
And you're going to have some of that Q&A benefit for us.
That's right. And we're going to talk about some of the questions that I got asked. And we're going to talk a little bit this morning, too, about some things we've never talked before in the 12, 15 years, whatever it's been, that we've been doing the radio show now. We're going to talk about some things we haven't talked about before. One of them we're going to talk about is, what do you do when you retire and you don't have enough money?
That's, yeah, where do you go?
Nobody wants to what talk happens? About that, but that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, we've got a couple of things about IRAs. You know, IRAs, Jamie, are so much more complicated than we've been sold the bill of goods on here, right, as people. I mean, they are complicated.
Everybody thinks that it's really simple. You just put the money in, it grows, and then when you retire, you take money out. There's lots of catches to IRAs that you need to know about. We're going to talk about a few of them this morning.
Yes, we are. So you get a little bit of school in there, and that's going to be something that you really do need to know about. Also, for many of us who have retirement plans through our workplace, we have things that are called target retirement investment choices. Target retirement. That ring a bell with anyone out there? Mm-hmm. So what are those? And are you taking more risk than you know? So we'll do a little analysis here and help you figure some of that out. And, of course, if you've got questions, you're always welcome to call us on the program or call us at our office later on. That's fine. But let me give you the phone number you can use right now, toll free from anywhere in the continental USA that you are listening to us on. And that is 800-332-7879. Don't just sit there with that question. Call, get some real answers from real people who deal with this every day. And that number is 800-332-7879. It's a great opportunity for you. If you are shy, don't like having your voice on there, great, call us now. Commercials are going to be rolling. Nobody will hear you but me and Jamie. Here's that number, 800-332-7879. 7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
I use the Downey book almost exclusively because it's easy to use.
Very handy and common sense listings.
The advertising from several different communities.
It's got everybody in it. It's easier to read and to understand.
The print is just right where you can see it. It covers everybody. It's very easy to use. That's something unique.
Everything you need in one telephone directory. Downey delivers.
I go to the Downey directory first.
Do you want your business to be noticed? 10X Graphics and Marketing is your local graphic design and marketing professional, offering creative design and marketing services that will get you noticed. Be noticed with a new logo or freshen up your existing logo. Be noticed on the web with a responsive website and striking social media graphics. Be noticed with creative designs and professionally installed vehicle decals by 10X Graphics and Marketing. Be noticed with high-quality window decals, custom signs large and small, banners, business cards, brochures, and more. Check out 10X Graphics and Marketing's professional graphic design and marketing services at 10xgraphics.com. That's 10xgraphics.com. Your local graphic design and marketing professional. Go to 10xgraphics.com and be noticed. 10X Graphics is a proud member of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Brazos Valley. Do you want a high-performance, compact tractor that's customizable to your needs? Check out the Mahindra 1526 tractor. With shuttle or hydrostatic options, industrial or turf tires, plus an endless combination of attachments, this tractor is made just for you. No other brand beats Mahindra's lift capacity, battery power, and comfort. Stop in ASCO Equipment right here in Brenham at 2800 Highway 290 West to test it out for yourself. Or stop in ASCO Bryan at 1875 North Oral Rudder Freeway for all your farming equipment needs.
Hello, this is Ms. Foster, your Camp Habazoo coordinator. We're excited to begin preparation for our annual camp trip, and I'm looking forward to filling 80 slots. Camp Habazoo is sponsored by Salvation Army, and it will be June 25th through the 30th. Students from Washington, Burlington, and Austin County, ages 10 to 12, by the time of camp qualify. The only thing you will need to have from you are your shot records and a completed application. If your child is interested in horseback riding, fishing, canoeing, and swimming, please call Faith Mission at 979-830-1488 to sign up.
I bet you think that 4-H is all about raising horses, cattle, goats, and chickens. Well, it is, but it isn't. 4-H is also about the environment, wildlife, water conservation, and gardening, in and out of the city. Most important, 4-H teaches young people how to work together and develop their talents and strengths as a team. They learn leadership skills that will take them anywhere that they want to go, and they'll have fun getting there as well. I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Certified financial planner Tony Navarre, that is who I am. And Jamie Keyes is a chartered financial consultant, and we are both members of Neil Financial Group. Jamie, I was thinking about it the other day. We've been together as a group for almost 18 years. Yeah, us here. Yep. Yeah. These two of us and Doug Neal, who's out floating around somewhere on some cruise or something somewhere.
Yeah, Doug and I have known each other for longer than a lot of people have been alive.
Yeah, yeah, so, almost longer than Craig has.
Yeah, just about.
Craig Montana. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually longer than Craig's been alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we all know how each other think pretty much. And, yeah, we work well together, which is a really nice thing.
That's one of the advantages of the Money Makeover Team is all of us have different areas that we're really good at.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come in for that free review, you know, we get to bounce ideas off of each other, and they're So you get the best of all worlds.
Yeah. In fact, we were bouncing the other day in front of a client, and he and his wife were sitting there, and I think they had one or two of their sons with them. And we said, well, yeah, but if we did this, and then you would chime in and say, yes, but the problem with that is this over here. What about if we think about this? Well, I like this part over here, but what if we, yeah. So you actually get to see and hear firsthand how we think about things, because we're extremely, as you might imagine, analytical about how the various parts of all of our financial lives fit together. That's really the crux of what we do. Anyone can say, well, I can do stocks, bonds, you know, trading. There are different levels of things that people do, and some people are mostly on the insurance side. Some people are on estate planning side, these kinds of things. And yet, in our job, we have to coordinate those things and bring them all together and base them on what your particular needs are and what's going on in your life and the lives of people you care about and need to be concerned about. And then that's our real job, is how do these pieces of all this stuff fit together? And is it serving this individual and their particular needs the right way? Could something be changed, a gap filled that might come around back to bite you again? Whatever it is, that's our job, is to look at all these things. And we work with, you know, accountants, attorneys, estate attorneys, all these different people, so that we give a comprehensive idea to you about your best path forward.
Well, that's one of the benefits, I think, is what we try and do is come up with as many options as we can, because the reality is that you probably don't know all the different options that are available to you. And we're going to talk about some options today, even, that you're probably not aware of, ins and outs of things. And it's impossible for all of us to remember everything. And again, that's an advantage of the Money Makeover Team, is with all the different areas of expertise that we have, we get to bounce ideas off of each other and try and do what's best for the client.
So pre-review, let me give you the phone number for that. You don't have to go it alone. You can just pick up the phone and call us at 979-836-2903. That's our office phone number. And schedule a time. Come in. You can bring things with you if you want to, if you want us to look them over. It can be your retirement plan stuff at work. It can be your sign-out package if you're getting ready to retire. What does that look like? Social Security statements, some of those annual statements that we get. How much are you going to get? What happens if you do earlier retirement? What's your benefit going to be? All of these different things, spousal benefits, all these different things that are out there. Bring them with you and let's go over them. It is a free review. Again, that number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Now, we've got lots of folks who are saying, geez, I'm going to have to wait longer till I retire. Just don't quite have enough put aside. What if I need to pay for this or that? Things are going on in my life. So what are your options? And we never really talk about this, really. So
we
this
don't.
Is interesting.
Hopefully you don't ever reach this point. But there are some of you I know that, and we've talked to many people who have... And, you know, you come to the point where you have to make some decisions.
Well, and what if you just don't have quite enough money set aside and you don't really want to sell a piece of property you're wanting to pass along to your kids or whatever it may be, whatever it is, are there places that you can move to? And I'm seeing and hearing from more and more people who are thinking about doing this or are doing it. Can you go somewhere else besides here in the great U.S. of A., and maybe get a better deal? Jamie?
Well, yeah, there's a really good article that is in today's Houston Chronicle. It was written by Liz Weston, one of the financial writers for the Chronicle. And they talked about the fact that there are places that you can go if you have limited income and maybe have a better lifestyle because your money will go further. That's the whole idea. Is
cheaper to live there.
Cheaper to live there.
Yep. Okay.
And so... You know, there are a lot of things to think about if you're going to do that. But there are places that you can go, and the crux to the article is there are places that you can go and live on comfortably on less than $2,000 a month.
Wow.
And so, you know, if you have if all you've got is Social Security, these may be places you may want to consider going to, because you can probably live there and be more comfortable than you could be here in the United States. Of course, one of the options we don't talk about much is, well, maybe you just move in with your children. I don't know what your kids have to say about that, but I do see that more and more.
Yeah.
And the reality is, in other countries, there are some countries where that's the norm,
yes,
where you have multi-generational families living in one place.
Well, it used to be the norm here, not that many years ago.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's always one option, is to, you know, move in with the children or family members or whatever it happens to be. In this particular case, we're talking about being independent and going living someplace else other than the United States, where your money may be able, where you can stretch your dollar. Now, one of the factors to consider if you're going to do that is, you know, you have to understand that you are moving away from family if you have family.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see is many times those who consider doing this and generally don't have a lot of family close to them.
Mm-hmm.
They probably didn't have any children or grandchildren that they're concerned about being close to, because you are moving far away.
Yes.
We're not talking about across the street. We're talking about moving to other countries. And there are five places listed in this article that we can kind of just talk about. One of them is in Peru. There's low living costs there, and they said they have good infrastructure. The climate is good because it's the elevation. But that elevation also, you have to think about if you're, and you know, if you're a senior citizen,
mm-hmm,
if you're going to live at 7,600 feet and you're used to living at 20 foot of sea level, that's a big change.
Yeah.
And
you have some physical things that you need to
Some physical things
about.
To think about if you're going to be doing that. Another one is in Portugal. Supposedly, the infrastructure there is very good. Your dollar can get stretched further. The climate, again, being close to the Mediterranean is very good. But they said that one of the drawbacks to that is the bureaucracy there is very, very slow when it comes to establishing residency.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, there are going to be challenges no matter wherever you go, but your money's going to go further. Another one that I've heard many, many times is Belize.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And one of the advantages of Belize is the fact that English is the official language there.
So you're not having to suddenly learn Portuguese or Spanish.
Okay. Exactly. So one of the things you may want to consider is Belize. Now, that's a tropical climate. You have to be prepared for the tropical climate. But
well, we have tropical.
We're subtropical here. Yeah.
Yes.
Second one is the Dominican Republic. There are certain places in the Dominican Republic that supposedly are very nice. Again, you know, you can stretch your dollar there, live for under $2,000 a month. And again, it's pretty.
And they also have hurricanes.
They do have hurricanes. You have to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one listed is Cambodia, one I would never have thought of.
That just blew me away when I saw that on this rundown.
Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Now, that would be for someone who enjoys city living, because it's a very, very large city. But if you can stretch your dollar and you're used to city living and you like the perks of city living, that might be a consideration.
Now, your Medicare won't pay for you over there, will they?
Well, that's one of the considerations if you're going to move out of the country is in most of those places that we talked about, the health care that you're used to, the availability of health care is going to be a lot different than it is here in the United States. We complain a lot about the cost of health care here, but it beats having no health care. And so, you know, some of the places you do have limited access to hospitals, doctors, and things like that. What I've seen is in one of the places that it mentions, it talks about going across the border into Mexico because health care is better in Mexico, which that even surprised me. But one of the considerations you have to think about if you're going to move out of the country is, where am I going to receive my health care? The other thing to think about is, do you have to come back to the United States? Well, what we find out, in the article, it mentions the fact that there's a boomerang effect, it seems, a lot, because people move to a different country and they're not prepared for the culture change.
Mm.
And so they end up boomeranging back to the United States, even though they have limited income. They're just not comfortable living there. So it's a big decision. I know couples who have done that and are very happy. There are places like even in Panama, you think, well, it's in Central America. The climate there is going to be bad. Well, the reality is that there are a lot of mountains there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to places in the mountains and closer to the equator where the temperature is basically the same just about every day. And so you're a lot more comfortable.
So, yes, there are options.
There are options. And then, you know, most people don't think about that. They say, well, I've reached retirement age. I'm not sure I have enough money for retirement. What can I do? You know, if you sell your home here and you have money, you can go and live in another country and live very, very well. You just have to be prepared for the fact that it's a different culture. The healthcare system is going to be different there. Access to healthcare is going to be different. What's the infrastructure like? One of the places it mentions the fact that they have roads, but they're not paved.
Well, I crossed that one off my list.
That's not for the California girl.
No. But, there are alternatives.
There are lines to be drawn.
Yes.
But it is a consideration. And so, you know, when you're approaching retirement, if you come in for that free review and you're approaching retirement age, that may be an option that you may want to talk about and what the ins and outs are of doing that.
Okay. So there you go. Didn't hear that anywhere else, right? There you go. The other thing is that we look at these funds that we draw from, like our IRAs, or some of you I know still have 401k money sitting at an employer. Either you're still employed or you just haven't rolled it out for whatever your reasons are. Hmm. So what are the rules about some of these things? Because before we go to the break here, somebody asked me a question about this. I was doing a 401k plan enrollment at a company in the Houston area a few days ago. And they said, well, you know, I'm probably going to retire in, you know, the next 3 to 5 years. I'm getting a little concerned that we may have a pullback in the markets. And I said, well, let's take a look at your account. And I pulled them up and I said, oh, you're in the target retirement, blah, blah, blah fund. Okay. That's what they were in.
That's one of their options in their plan.
Mm-hmm. And they said, well, I put this end date on it, which was like 2025 when they thought they might retire. Right. And they said, am I too aggressive in that? I don't even know what's in this thing. Oh, is that you or someone you know who might be in the... Yeah, because I kind of did a little poll around the room, and there were like 40 people in there. And a lot of them had these target date funds, but they really didn't know what was in them and how to find out and if they were taking too much risk for them. So we'll talk about that when we come back. What is a target fund or a lifestyle fund? And how can you drill down into that to see what's going on there? Are you okay forever once you pick one of those? Maybe. Maybe not. We'll talk about that. And Jamie will come back and we'll talk a little bit about an IRA that has a non-spouse beneficiary. Not the spouse. What happens? The withdrawal rates and taxation and when you have to take the money out, all that stuff is different. So Jamie's going to go back through that little educational forum right here on the Money Makeover Show about IRAs not going to a spouse. What happens then? So if you have questions in the meantime or you need to run, want to know the answer to that one, give us a call. We're right here going to do a commercial break, and we'll talk to you one-on-one in private on the phone at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
What do you build me up, build me up, baby, just to let me down? Ben Lamond has always called rural Texas home, and the people here are his neighbors. He was born in Texas. He got married here and started a family. Ben Lamond co-founded an oil and gas manufacturing company, providing good-paying jobs to our district. As Grimes County judge, he closed a loophole that would allow convicted illegal immigrants to avoid deportation. Because Ben Lamond is committed to the safety of our communities and fighting illegal immigration. Now, Ben Lamond is running to continue serving us in Austin because he's committed to our kids' education. It's why he'll fight to get more of our tax dollars invested in the classrooms of our rural schools. In Austin, he'll never forget where he comes from and will continue to work for our region. So we need to vote for Ben Lamond, our neighbor, because he's the proven conservative leader for rural Texas, and he'll continue to stick with us. Paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
It. Household hazardous wastes and electronics to the free collection event April 28th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Visit TwinOaksHHW.com or call 979-764-3809 for more information. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, expired unused medications, old TVs, computers, monitors, and more.
In 1936, Texas was celebrating its centennial. Bob Wills was inventing Texas Swing. Franklin Roosevelt was in the White House. And a doctor opened the first Texas State Optical. Since then, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. Yes, we have the latest eyewear at reasonable prices. And something you won't find anywhere else. 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas. The doctors of TSO. Visit TSO.com.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 26th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber Spring Job Fair, April 26th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
Are you in search of a bull to help on the back 40? Or are you looking to clear up some clutter in the garage or attic? Maybe you need some help with the yard work or fixing that gutter. I'm Craig Montana, and I'm here to help. Tune in to the Country Store on KWHI every weekday, Monday through Friday from 8, 10 to 9 a.m. I'll swing open the doors of the Country Store, and you can buy, sell, or trade anything you desire. From used cars and new puppies to burn barrels and portable buildings, even the occasional kitchen sink, plus personal services on Personal Services Wednesday. And if you missed the show, don't worry. You can find a complete list of each day's items on our website, KWHI.com. The Country Store on AM 1280, KWHI and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Let me give you our office number again. I know you have questions about all kinds of things. You don't know where to go to ask them all. Or maybe you do have somebody in the family who's either an attorney or an accountant or whatever. That's fine. Get as much information as you can, and then when you have something specific to look at, whether it's annuity contracts, life insurance stuff, which health plan should you take, all these other things, you can certainly come to our office, ask away, glad to help you, free review, and here is our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. In just a minute, Jamie's going to talk about non-spouse beneficiaries for IRAs. What if you want to leave your IRA to your kids? What if you want to leave it to whomever else, but not your spouse? What happens with that money? How soon does it need to be withdrawn? What about taxes? On and on and on. Jamie will address that in just one moment. I want to get to my question I got at a 401k update for a company here. And that was someone who says, look, I'm going to probably retire. And I think their maximum outlying point of time was like 5 to 7 years. I'm in one of these target investment choices that says target 2025 or something like that. What does that mean? And am I still taking too much risk because we've had a lot more volatility, Jamie, in the markets?
Well, that is one of the questions we've been getting. I mean, volatility is kind of normal for the market. Sometimes it's more extreme than at other times. But here recently, we've had really big swings from day to day. And so we're starting to get more questions about volatility. And, you know, if you're approaching retirement, the worst thing that can happen is the day you retire is to have the market drop by 50%. And so people get concerned about that. And so, you know, with the volatility, they're asking those questions. And one of the things that they take a look at is those target date investment choices inside of their 401k plan.
Right. Now, in this case, most of the plans I see have great big old funds that they can invest in that are these target date choices. I mean, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars of people just like you's money in these things. So they're very well managed. They're very well run. There's nothing bad inherently about these things. And if you don't want to mess with this stuff and you want someone else to do it, okay, they're not bad.
I mean, that's exactly one of the points is if you feel that you can't make all the decisions about how you want your money allocated inside of your 401k plan, this is one of those choices that allows you to just say, hey, why don't you do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to make any investment choices other than I got this target date choice and they'll do all the investing for me.
Right. And as I explained to in answering this question, I explained to this individual, the target date fund is what we call a fund of funds. There are lots of different mutual funds run by very big companies that are a part of what makes up this target date investment, all right? So they said, oh, I see, okay. I knew they were mutual funds, and that's okay with me, but I just don't want to have to pick them all myself. I said, well, if you answered your risk tolerance questions and time frame and all that, and it came out with here's your best option, and you're in this thing, just know that these are pre-assembled bunches of these funds that fit what this risk tolerance and time frame, et cetera, are that you answered all these questions about, right? And you pick the date or year that you want to retire or make a plan to retire. So these are kind of like self-driving vehicles. That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of on the road, but there could be some things that you need to be aware of, and you still need to make sure that the self-driving car is working right, too. Yeah,
you had said one of the questions that you get is, how do I know how it's invested?
Yeah.
And there are ways that you can look and see.
Right.
Just as an example, if you have 50 different choices inside of your 401k plan, if you do one of these target date choices, what they're going to do is they may take your money, of course, they take your money and everybody else's money who makes this target date choice, and they invest it. So you are talking about millions or billions of dollars, which you on your own don't have.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is they may invest in all 50 of the choices. They may invest in 30 of the 50 choices, mm-hmm. but they're going to divide it up among a lot of the different investment choices that you have inside of your 401k plan. And you're probably not going to be able to do that on your own.
No, and they do monitor if they get gains on a whole bunch of these products in one sector of, let's say, foreign, if they're investing in foreign investments with this, and that does super well, and the rest of everything's kind of hanging in there or maybe even dropping a little bit. If they're out of alignment for how much they should project to have in that particular foreign area of investing, they'll cut back on it. They'll take profits, and then they'll swing those profits back into more even distribution around all the things that you have in that fund. Okay? So Problem is, as this person was saying, what if I have a big, if there's a big bear market and I'm only a year or two away from retiring, how do I know that this particular thing I'm investing in is conservative enough? What if something knocks the heck out of it? How do I know how risky this is? Well, you know, the fact is the lion's share of these things are sold by some of the biggest companies in the world that do these types of investments, right? And they have pretty good ones, but they're all a little bit different. Some companies take a little bit more risk than others. They just do. That's the way they're designed. That's their investment philosophy. Doesn't mean good or bad necessarily, but that is true. So every management team on these funds is different in maybe very subtle ways. It could be taking more risk by ramping up the stock portion of the investments rather than bonds or money market. Maybe they're more heavy into that. And maybe one is different from the other by maybe 5, 8, maybe even 10%, depending on the company running it. So those kind of changes have worked well recently because we've had great markets, right? Everybody's like, wow, look how much I'm making. But what if things go south? Again, if you have a more aggressive one of these target dates investment vehicles, you're going to have a lot more bouncing around than the other companies. So, yes, you can see what is in your target fund.
That's right. You can.
You can go online. That's what I usually recommend to people. Go online. You have an access code and stuff. Every 401k has this capability for their folks who are investing in it. And you can get on there and look to see what each one of those target date funds has inside of it. And you can very easily see the percentages, they have them listed, of how much is in stock-related, foreign stock, domestic, large company, small company, all that stuff. How much is in bonds and different types of bonds? What is the risk projected for that fund? And it's all right there. You can see it.
And if you just want to have a basic understanding of the way that it works is, the shorter the time frame on the target date fund, the more conservative it's going to be or less aggressive. For example, the 2025 target date is going to be less aggressive than a 2040 target date.
But it also is less aggressive in what way, though? Because it usually means you got more bond funds in there. Not a lot of money market, but you've got bond funds. Well, what's been happening with bonds? The price of bonds and the value of bond funds has been declining as interest rates go up. So you can look at, if you're going to have to pull your balance out in a couple of years and rates are going up, so the value of your actual dollars invested in a big chunk of that portfolio is going to keep going down. Again, you know, there are some trade-offs, so you really need to know what these are. If you're looking at these things and you don't understand it, free review, free review, free review. I'm used to looking at this stuff, so is Jamie. If you need some help understanding what to look for, we're glad to help you with this. Don't just be in the dark. And some of the 401k plans do have people online who can help you at least know what's in there if you're still having some trouble with finding all that information. But the free review is an excellent chance for you to sit down, really go over this, especially if you're 5 years or less from needing to get your hands on that money in retirement or some other situation.
Yeah, almost always if you go online, they'll have that particular target date investment choice as one of the things listed, and they'll break it down for you, and they'll show you a list of all the ways that it's being invested. Mm-hmm. What I like is, you know, they have pie charts normally.
Yes.
And I like the pie charts because it gives me the idea. You know, I can look at a slice of pie, and when if I'm having a piece of pie, I can tell whether that piece of pie is big or small.
And is it possible your piece could get even smaller? What could be chewing on that thing, right?
But that gives you a real good visual, I think, of how the allocation is. inside those target date investment choices, because you can look and say, well, that little piece is just a really small piece of the pie, and this other part is a really big piece of the pie. And so it's very visual, but they do have a list also where you can just look at a regular list. Some people are better with that.
Mm-hmm. And they also have the rates of return over current 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year.
And since inception.
So you can look at it over a long-term performance also.
That's right.
We're going to take a little break here. If you've got questions in the meantime, please call us, and I'll give you the number to do that in a second. We're going to talk about non-spouse beneficiaries on an IRA. And Jamie's going to take that when we come back. Meantime, here's how to talk to us right this minute, free of charge. At 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Jamie on this edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Simple yellow ribbon is what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her please.
Can we trust politician Ben Lamont? When he ran for office, he promised to oppose toll roads, but once elected, Ben Lamont voted in favor of toll roads, breaking his promise like a seasoned politician. Now, he's running for state representative and is backed by a liberal group called Associated Republicans of Texas that backs pro-abortion Republicans and opposes Governor Abbott's conservative agenda. Ben Lamont, broken promises, bankrolled by liberals, we can't trust him. The conservative choice, Jill Wolfskill. She's a business leader, not a politician. A pro-life conservative, Jill Wolfskill will stand up for us, fight for lower property taxes, and will always defend our Second Amendment freedoms. Jill Wolfskill will make border security a top priority and will vote to abolish state benefits for those who enter our country illegally. Vote conservative Jill Wolfskill in the May 5th special election and in the May 22nd Republican runoff.
Political ad paid for by Jill Wolfskill campaign.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find the Kubota L Series at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum, or visit them online at coldcourse.com.
Keep your boat maintained for safe, trouble-free boating and save when you go to Schmidt Boat Repair on Highway 36 South in Brenham. Chad and Robert, owners of Schmidt Boat Repair, appreciate your patronage and look forward to serving you in the future. For engine repair, boat and trailer electrical work, maintenance, and more, bring your boat and trailer to Schmidt Boat Repair to enjoy trouble-free boating. Schmidt's Boat Repair, 4 miles south of Brenham on Highway 36. Call 979-836-3033 or visit them online at schmidtboatrepair.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, April 24th, Craig will be speaking with Wesley Brinkmeyer about Mayfest. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders, one kid at a time. Great programs in the city or out in the country. 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Hey, you want to come in for that free review? You want to have us look over whatever is going on with your financial questions? Are you on the right track? What things can you do better? Should you get rid of something that you really don't need anymore? Before you do something like that, before you pull the plug on something, come in and have the free review. It might be something maybe you should keep or maybe do something else with. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant in the studio this morning. We're members of Neal Financial Group. And one of the things we run into are lots of questions all the time about IRAs. And Jamie, you just had another one the other day.
I did. While I was gone, I was talking to someone who, unfortunately, their dad had passed away. And the dad was in their second marriage and had left the IRAs to the son. The son was in his late 20s. So he wanted to know what the options were with the dad's IRAs, because now that money, was there. And if you don't handle it correctly, the tax bill on an IRA like that can be very egregious.
Yeah, so this is a traditional pre-tax IRA.
Pre-tax IRA. Mm-hmm. First thing about IRAs is it's really important that you, when you open an IRA, to name a beneficiary. If you do not name a beneficiary on the IRA, you're probably going to eliminate some of the options that are available to the beneficiaries, and you don't want to do that. Give them as many options as possible. And so just go ahead and name the beneficiary, even if it's your children. If you name them as a beneficiary, then at least they'll know what their options are. So in this particular case, I had to make sure that since it was an inherited IRA, and he was not a spouse. If you're a spouse you're the beneficiary, it just becomes your IRA.
It's so, renamed over as a beneficiary IRA.
It's a spousal IRA that you have, and then it basically just becomes your IRA. Mm-hmm. And so the rules aren't any different as a spouse as they were for the original owner. It's different, though, for non-spousal. If it's a beneficiary IRA and with this non-spousal, there are certain rules that have to be abided by. And when it comes to distributions, you have to take distributions. With a spousal IRA, you do not, unless you're over 70 and a half. But in this particular case, if it's someone who is in their late 20s, they were receiving IRA money as a beneficiary IRA. They had basically two choices. One is to take distributions over a five-year period or to take distributions over their lifetime. Now, the lifetime distribution is only available as long as they keep the IRA as a beneficiary IRA. If they take the money out of the IRA, they have to pay tax on all of the money in the year that they take it out. And then put them on whatever's left they can put into their own IRA. Bad choice. Mm-hmm. So what they should do is, if they don't need the money, the best choice is always, most of the time, the best choice is to take distributions over your lifetime. Now, when you take distributions over your lifetime, in this particular case, someone in their late 20s, the distributions coming out of the IRA is going to be very, very small. And so if it's invested property, the possibility exists that the IRA will continue to grow even as they're getting distributions. Now, the distributions as they come out are going to be taxable. But because they're smaller, the tax implications shouldn't be as great. So you can imagine over, if you're in your early 20s, you're going to be taking distributions for over 40 years before you probably reach retirement. And hopefully the IRA has grown during that time period, but you've had additional income. Now, the other thing that's important about that is the question that I get is, well, can I get out more? Yes, you can. There are just required minimum distributions, a minimum. There's a minimum amount that you have to take out every year, but you can take out more. But the thing to remember about that is when you take out more, everything coming out of the IRA is going to be taxable to you.
And that's taxable at whatever your tax rate is.
That's correct.
So there's not like a separate tax rate for the IRA. It's your federal income tax rate.
Yeah, and the other question that I get sometimes is, can I just combine that with my other IRAs? The answer to that is no, you cannot. It's a beneficiary IRA and must be kept separate from your other IRAs, from your other traditional IRAs, because, as I said, money has to come out of it if you take the lifetime distribution option. So you cannot commingle it with all other IRAs. What if you inherit a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA? Can you combine those? No, you cannot. They have to be kept separate because the tax rules are different for a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. So you can't commingle those. So it's important that you understand those rules when it comes to that beneficiary IRA because it's going to be very beneficial to you. The other question is, he was in his early, his late 20s. Normally, if you take money out of an IRA before age 59 and a half,
you have a penalty.
There's a penalty. In this particular case, that does not apply.
No.
You do not get penalized for taking that lifetime distribution. So there are some really important rules to understand if you inherit a non-spousal IRA that are really, really important to you, that are very beneficial to you, I think.
And another reason to come by for the free review.
That's right. Because you get one chance to do it right.
That's right. And again, 979-836-2903 is our phone number.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.